Listen, you can't run. You can't hide. Your parents won't let you destroy it. Your only chance? Get ready for Aunt Mafelda! Okay, there are two kinds of monsters. Ones in movies that people think are scary that aren't, like Frankenstein. Frankenstein is afraid of sparklers and likes little kids. Kind of reminds me of Mom. I don't call that scary. Then there's the mummy. Who's afraid of a guy covered in Band-Aids? Band-Aids are only gross when you take them off. Some of my friends are afraid of zombies. I put zombies in the unscary category of crank monsters. My dad's the same way when he doesn't get any sleep. That's cranky, not scary. I'll tell you what's scary. Giant, ugly, sweaty, sticky, touchy-feely monsters who crack your ribs, slobber all over your face with poisonous slime, crush everything you own, and embarrass you until you cringe and die. That's right, the dreaded, disgusting Aunt Mafelda! But this time, I'm ready. I've got my garlic necklace and my wooden cross. Too bad they don't sell silver bullets to miners.
Clarissa, your Aunt Mafalda's on her way. Clarissa, what are you wearing?
It's the latest fashion, Mom.
Oh, well, why don't you change into a nice blouse, comb your hair, and come downstairs,
Ugh. Now I know how the city of Tokyo feels just before Godzilla shows up.
Janet, that's too obvious. Try it over here at the end of the sofa.
Huh. Maybe we should put it back in the closet where we had it before. It looked great there.
My older sister's always been sentimental about objects. That vase was a wedding present to Mafalda and Owen. And when Owen died, Mafalda wanted us to have it.
Maybe she just wants to visit the vase. We could send it to her and save her a long trip.
Clarissa, she's coming all the way down from Canada to be with us. She needs our love and our support.
She needs to suck the lifeblood from our veins.
Sport, promise you'll be nice.
I promise.
Better. Now, try the vase on the table.
This is an emergency alert. The Defense Department reports a hideous creature approaching the city. Here is an artist's rendering. With powerful vice-like pincers, the creature is considered extremely dangerous. Little children, beware! This monster's giant suction pads can glom into your face and suck the lifeblood out of your body in seconds!
Sport, look who's here!
Guess who?
Happy to be here. Sweet Pea, you're always so happy to see me. Well, my little sweetheart, what are you doing with my vase?
Oh, well, I'm just giving the pottery its daily hug.
Oh, how's about you giving me a little hug, eh? Come let your Aunt Mafalda give you a big, snuggly, wuggly bear hug from the Great White North.
Oh, my. That vase. I look at it. And I hear Owen's voice all over again.
Oh, Mafalda, he must have really loved it.
You should have heard him. What kind of wedding present is that, eh?
Well, Clarissa's very fond of it.
Oh, my little Clarissa. I remember your 7th birthday when you put your cute little face in the sour cream dip and almost drowned. Why, I had to give you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation right on the spot. Now we laughed. Yeah. Now give your aunt a big old wet kiss.
Alda, how would you like a nice, fresh pot of tea?
What? No beer? What? Oh. I'm just pulling your chain, Marty, my boy. I'd love some tea. Lead the way. And where's that smart little carrot top Fergus? Marty? She calls. My dad. Marty? Yuck!
Sam, I wouldn't stick around if I were you.
Where's all your stuff?
Have you ever heard of the theory of relativity?
Albert Einstein's.
He had one, too. Mine says, when your relatives are in town, place large, heavy-density items in front of the door. Install barbed wire and mine the bathroom with low-impact explosives. And stay out of sight.
Hey, what channel is this?
Mafalda Vision. It's a surveillance monitor.
Hey, somebody's pinching your dad.
Pretty scary, huh? That's my monster aunt, Mafalda.
Mafalda?
I think it's Eskimo for Claws of Death. She's from Canada.
Ooh, Fergface likes her.
It preys on the young and the unsuspecting.
I don't see why you're freaking out. She just looks like your typical over-affectionate relative.
Go ahead. Don't believe me. Nobody ever believes the hero until it's too late. And all the bodies are lying in primordial ooze, drained of all life.
What are you talking about?
Look at Alien. Sigourney Weaver tried to warn them.
So you think your aunt is going to burst out of your stomach and eat you?
Be sarcastic. But remember, your sarcastic guy is usually the first one to get his head bitten off and lie in a pool of putrid plasma.
Next, you'll be telling me Elvis is possessed. You're hyper. Look at her.
She's gone. She must have eaten them.
Don't you think you're getting a little carried away?
Oh, no. She could be anywhere. I can't find her. How could she move that quickly? This must be a mistake. The signal's coming from this room. It's right on top of us!
I got you, my little garbanzo bean. Oh, watching television instead of doing your homework, eh?
No, Aunt Mafalda. We're just studying contagious diseases. Malaria, bubonic plague, leprosy, eczema. We're seeing how fast it can spread. It's for biology.
Eczema?
Yeah, we're testing it on live poisonous tarantulas and deadly scorpions. You might want to leave.
You're such a funny little girl. Scared of so many little things. Why, I remember when you were a baby and you were so scared of a spider. And I didn't know where your mother kept the fresh diapers. So
Clarissa,
I
have to go now.
Where's the fire, Shortcake? We haven't even been introduced.
Hi, my name's Sam. Bye.
Hi, I'm Aunt Mafalda. But
you can call me Posey. That's what they call me at the Ladies' Moose Club in Ottawa.
Well, nice to meet you, Aunt Posey, but I think I hear my dad call.
Oh, now give me a hug!
No! He's a kid!
What a good little hugger you are.
Thanks!
So, is this your little boyfriend?
No! Aunt Mafalda, we're just buds. Sam's just...
Oh, look at his funny hair!
What a little lady killer.
Ow!
Well, I'll let you get back to your studies. Oh, will you look at that? Doesn't your mom take care of these?
No, Aunt Mafalda.
Oh, now, don't worry. I'll have these silly old holes stitched up in no time. See you love buds later.
My favorite jeans!
You're right. Something has to be done.
Finally, the beast rests. I wonder what else is on. Oh boy, Gorgon is on Spine Tingly Theater. Wow, giant lizards! In the old black and white movies, when monsters evade, people don't give in. They lure the mutants into a football stadium and blast away at their secret weak spot. If only I could find Aunt Mafalda's weak spot. Ah! Oh no! The monster has struck again. Wrong monster.
I don't know what happened.
Let's see you squirm out of this one.
Ferguson!
Mom, it wasn't my fault!
Ferguson, were you staying up late to watch Spine Tingly Theater again?
No, honest!
Oh, poor Mafalda, she'll be crushed.
Did you hear that crash?
Oh, my vase, my beautiful vase!
Oh, Mafalda.
was a ghost.
A ghost?
Just one?
Oh, my, a ghost. Now, Ferguson.
Mom, honest, I'm virtually certain that what has just happened here is a result of unusual paranormal activity.
Yeah, we should check the kitchen, see if the spoons are bent.
I saw that show.
Amazing Discoveries?
To think that we've been visited by a protoplasmic entity.
Okay, Ferguson, no more horror movies for you.
Tell me, Fergus, dear, what did the ghost look like?
Yeah, did it have a name tag that said, call me Casper?
At first, it was a shadowy vapor. And it slowly lunged toward me and reached out a kind of hand. Then without warning, it tried to pull me into another dimension. So I ran. I was so scared, that's when I hit the vase.
I think this is a bad omen.
No, Aunt Mathilda, it's a bad excuse.
No, but I saw it. Doesn't anyone believe me?
Fergus, I believe you.
You do? She does?
Now, Mafalda.
Oh, yeah, don't encourage the boy.
In Canada, we have a wise old saying, anything is possible, eh?
I've heard that too, Mafalda, but I don't think that's
Dad,
what's going on here.
I think Ferguson may be right.
What?
I know Ferguson makes up a lot of tall tales, but when I came down the stairs, I saw these colored lights hovering. Sure, they could have been the headlights from a passing car, or was it a supernatural messenger from beyond? Who can say?
Yeah,
who can say?
There you go. There must be a presence in the house.
All right, that's enough. Come on, everybody back to bed. In the morning, we'll see if we can talk about the truth for a change.
Whatever it was is gone now. Go back to sleep. Dad and I will clean this up.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, this is a bad omen. I can feel it. Can you feel it, Owen? Can you?
Honey, can you get the dustpan?
Could it be that the occult is Mafalda's secret weakness? And I don't even need a football stadium. Hang on to your garlic necklace. This could get really scary. Supernatural slime trail to you?
Get out of my room! Or I'll tell Mom that you're trying to scare Aunt Mafalda.
Yeah, and then I'll tell her a little ghost story I know. You know, the one about the boy who lied when he broke a valuable antique and was severely punished.
You said you saw it, too.
I was just protecting my baby brother. Now I realize that tough love is the only answer.
You're bluffing.
Mom!
Okay, come on, sis!
What do you want me to do? Slime her room and drive a wooden stake through her luggage?
Gee, and I was only going to mysteriously rearrange her belongings.
Well, you're working with a pro now. Let's see. We could drill a hole in her ceiling and slowly drip milk of magnesia down her wall. Then we can make worm trails on her sheets with spaghetti. I know. Let's make bloody handprints made of ketchup on her walls.
Hey, let's not get carried away.
Wait, here's a great idea. Take cauliflower, paint it gray, put it in a jar marked Uncle Owen's brain. I've got the jar.
I should have known better than to join forces with the devil. Psst. Hey. Oh, hang on. I'll see if it's safe. Oh, it's okay. She's downstairs arguing with Judge Wapner.
What is she doing?
Oh, she's just riding the emotional roller coaster of People's Court.
Up in Canada, I bet she lives alone. In the frozen wasteland.
Until something disturbs her. Like in The Thing?
Yeah. She lies dormant in a glacier until her hunger for human flesh melts the ice and beckons her southward. What are you working on?
It's an interactive simulation showing all the cool, terrifying things that haunt my house.
Your house isn't haunted.
It is now. Take a look. Okay, when you see Mafalda, use the joystick to spook her out of here.
Here she comes now.
The devil's dust bunnies.
Hope she doesn't try to pinch their cheeks.
Beware the ghost in the hamper.
Whoa, dig that evil serpent.
Watch out, it's a poltergeist.
That was cool. I'm gonna do it again.
Okay. If you get scared, just keep telling yourself, it's only a video game. It's only a video game.
ketchup, Mafalda?
Why, I'd love some, Janny.
I emptied 3 bottles of the stuff on the walls of her room.
Boy, she's tough.
I bet if she moved into the house in Amityville, the ghost would have asked to leave.
Wait a second, I've got a great idea. Say, Ferguson, did you hear that strange voice last night?
Huh?
The strange voice. Remember? Last night, around the witching hour?
What voice?
Oh, yeah. It sounded like an old, old man.
He kept saying, "Get out! Get out!"
Okay, kids.
Enough, Clarissa. That was probably Mr. Hull who was yelling at the Soperstein cat to get out of the roses again.
And what about that strange rattling noise?
Right. Rattle, rattle, rattle. That's how it went, right?
Rattle, rattle, rattle?
Okay, save it for Halloween, you two.
Wait! I think I know who it is.
Mafalda.
It's Owen trying to contact me. Owen's dentures always rattled when he talked.
Oh, no, that's silly.
Oh, Marty, come on now. It's wonderful. Owen is trying to reach all of us.
Yeah, sure. Hey, you know, we could trade in the TV for a crystal ball, and then we could contact our ancestors.
A seance. What a great idea.
I was kidding.
It'll be like Donahue of the Dead. Clarissa, you can conduct it.
Me?
Owen has chosen you and Ferguson as his messengers. I read that children are the gateway between this world and beyond.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
I saw that on Jake and the Fat Man.
Mafalda, we can't have a seance.
Oh, come on, sis. Lighten up. Live a little.
Mafalda, where are you going?
After all this time, I'm not gonna go about meeting my late husband dressed like a bag lady, eh? See you around the kitchen table at 8:30 for the best family reunion ever!
Are you sure you can depend on your brother?
Don't worry, he's in this as deep as I am. Is everything ready downstairs?
I've been practicing my levitation exercises all day.
Don't worry!
Okay, Clarissa, let's make sure that everything is totally clear. No funny business.
Aw, come on, Dad. After all, it was your idea.
Don't start.
Clarissa, now listen to your father. You can go through with the seance, but don't get carried away,
Mm. Oh, and keep it short.
Okay, it's showtime. At least this way, I get to wear my funky swami outfit. Please, be seated. May we dim the lights?
Pretty exciting, eh?
Very professional, right, Marcia?
Oh, yeah.
Dad, I don't think it's proper to eat peanuts while communicating with the dead.
Sorry about that.
Oh, great spirits. Oh, unseen powers of the universe, hearken unto me, your humble servant, and make known your presence to these simple mortals. Pretty cool, huh? It's from Revenge of the Zombie Biker Part 3.
Can we talk to Einstein first? Or Walt Disney?
Shh, you made me lose my place. Where was I? Did I say I was their humble servant?
Yeah.
And so I summon you, oh spirits, to show us your presence. Pretty cool, huh?
Now can I talk to Owen?
Okay, hang on. I'll check. If there is a spirit present, please confirm by knocking twice on the table.
Tell the spirit this is an expensive table.
Lighten up. We are mortals, but we're not deaf.
That's my Owen, never a shy one. Hi, honey, it's me. Can you hear me?
To answer, give 2 taps for yes and 1 tap for no.
Oh, are they treating you all right, darling? Oh, I miss you, Owen. Do you miss me? Did you meet God? Is he nice? What does he look like?
What's that mean?
I think it's I don't know. Like he's scratching his head, right? Am I a supernatural genius or what?
It's a sarcastic spirit.
Oh, and always had such a way with words.
I try to channel his spirit.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary, Clarissa.
Yeah, you've done enough.
Oh, we can't stop now. Do you really think you could channel his spirit? That would be wonderful.
Oh.
All right, Clarissa, but don't get carried away.
Okay. I'll need absolute quiet. Please, join hands. Oh. Okay, here goes. First, I'll need a sign that the spirit is willing. Oh, spirit, slap me five and give me a sign that you are here. Earthly manifestation.
Owen, are you there?
Yes, it is me, Uncle Owen. Hello, everybody. How are you?
What, Owen, that doesn't sound like you, Sugar. What's happened to your voice?
I have a cold.
You can catch colds up there?
I was out skiing with Shakespeare.
Uncle Owen, such a kidder.
Owen is a joker. I mean, was.
Owen, dear, was it you telling Clarissa to get out?
I meant you should get out.
What?
I think he means you should get out more often. Go to a movie. Go dancing. Live it up. Right?
Right. That's what I meant.
Oh, well, maybe you're right. Remember that song you used to sing?
Maybe.
Well, sure, you taught it to me. Could you please sing it again, just for old time's sake?
I guess, how much is that dog in the window? Arf.
That's not it.
Oh, right, of course not. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping on the plain.
Okay,
Oklahoma,
it,
and the wave and wheat can sure.
Hiya, Sam.
Hi, Mr. Darling.
Hey, what about the part where I get to speak in tongues?
That's quite enough. I'm sorry, Mafalda. We thought... You seem so excited and, well...
My goodness.
I wanted to talk to my Owen so much, I guess I almost believed it. Now, I guess I never will talk to Owen again, ever. Clarissa?
Aunt Mafalda, I'm sorry. It's all my fault. I got carried away.
Okay. Hey, Fergus, be more careful with that hockey stick, eh? You should get 10 minutes for slashing.
Sorry, Aunt Mafalda.
And Funny Hair over there should get singing lessons, eh?
Guess I make a pretty smarmy swami. It was a rotten idea.
Are you kidding? It was a hoot.
Really?
Yeah. That was the most fun I've had since the Sadie Hawkins dance at the Ladies' Moose Club.
Go on, Clarissa. Give your aunt a big hug and a kiss to make up.
I'll settle for a handshake.
Oh, what's this?
Corn syrup. Somehow, it's all over my room.
Not bad. I'm not as scary as I thought. I guess we can't all be Vincent Price. But if you think about it, it's actually a pretty lucky break for the human race. This vase is pretty funky, eh? As they say, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Or in this case, the bedropper.
Clarissa, Mafalda's leaving.
Okay. Time to do the monster mash one more time.
Here she is.
Oh, so long, Angel.
Thanks for making my stay so entertaining, eh?
Sure. Thanks for, fixing my jeans.
My pleasure. Well, goodbye.
What the heck? It's not like it's gonna kill me.
Oh. Bye-bye. Don't worry, Clarissa. I'll be back.
That's the one thing about horror movies I hate. There's always a sequel. Knock it off, Uncle Owen. Get an afterlife.
Clarissa Explains It All was taped at Nickelodeon Studios, Universal Studios, in Orlando, Florida.